report is from the Director of Transportation and Public Works, meeting informational report regarding the O'Donnell Park parking structure. This went to the Committees on Transportation and Public Works and Parks, and neither committee took any action on this.
Good morning. Good morning. Jack Dekarian, Transportation Public Works. With me is Greg High, Director of Architectural Engineering and Environmental. Mr. High will give you an overview of the report, and we're certainly here to answer any questions.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, the report you have before you is the fourth report, project status report on the O'Donnell Parking Structure Improvements Project. We divided that work up into two components, the facade restoration component and the internal repair component. The facade restoration component was further divided by into a demolition contract and an envelope improvement contract. The demolition contract is substantially complete as of mid-April. That contract total amount was $538,000. There were DBE participation and residency goals that the contractors committed to. From our perspective at this time, it appears that those are going to be met. The envelope improvement contract is the construction contract that replaces the removed concrete precast panel system with a direct applied polymer modified cement based finish system as the base bid, and an alternative bid was reviewed for the metal wall system and glazed entry structure. A contract was awarded on March 11th to KBS for that work. The award was for the base bid plus the metal panel alternative for a total contract amount of $2.9 million. A notice to proceed was made on March 23rd. Subsequently, the contract scope was altered to remove the metal panel alternative and revert back to the base bid scope of work, which is this cementitious coating on the exposed concrete surfaces. The credit for that contract scope alteration was $620,000. Milestone dates on that project, we started construction March 23rd. We anticipate a substantially complete structure on that particular contract of June 22nd. With a fully operational and open parking structure by July 1. The DBE and residency goals were also committed to by the contractor in that contract, and we anticipate meeting those. We did have some discussions with the contractor, and with invoicing that's submitted to date, it appears as though they're on target for those goals. There is an internal repair component that deals with work on the inside of the structure to replace expansion joints, repair spalled concrete, repair cracks, etc. Re-waterproof the exposed plaza level decks. All of that work is ongoing. That work was awarded to RAM Construction Services on March 11th for a dollar amount of $916,000. Milestone dates on that contract were they started work on March 23rd. We anticipated that internal work to be complete by June 3rd. However, there have been some extensions due to additional work by county that we saw that needed to be done. But we still intend for that project, that contract to be completed and the structure to be functional and operational July 1. DBE goals and residency goals on that contract were committed to, or I should say DBE goal on that contract was committed to by the contractor, and it appears that we're on target for that. I thought I could take any questions.
I have one question for you. With the repair contract, you had indicated that the DBE and residency goals were on track, but on page 2 of 2, it indicates that the residency goals were waived for the construction contract for this component of the project.
Mr. Chair, I misspoke.
Okay.
I apologize.
I just wanted to make sure. And you had also indicated that, I guess this is the question, what percentage of the invoices have been received thus far with this particular project that started on March 23rd and completion on June 3rd? Have we received 80% of the invoices, 50%?
Mr. Chair, as of the writing in this report, which was about a month ago, we had received, I think we received one invoice from each of the three contractors. Mm-hmm. The frequency with which they invoice, we'd like to see them invoice every 30 days. We don't really have control over when they invoice. I believe we now have a second invoice from KBS, which is the exterior facade restoration. I believe the same is true for RAM on the internal repairs, that we have two invoices now. I believe for the demolition contract, they only invoiced once. So we have that what we're doing.
And this brings me to another question that was brought up in economic and community development. And how are we evaluating that they're on track to meet their 25.2% DB participation as well as the 50% residency requirement?
Mr. Chair, we review the invoicing, they have to submit a form for the DBE participation and the residency to illustrate where they're at with each of those goals. If we don't get invoicing, it's difficult for us to determine the exact success or lack thereof that they're having with meeting those goals. They do, when they bid the work and sign a contract, sign a commitment to meet the goal. There's a bidder certificate affidavit that they sign and we accept. With every invoice, there's a progress report. And then with the final invoice, there's a final report. And I would say with the DBE participation, before we sign a contract, they have to have contracts with each of their proposed DBE subcontractors. That's all reviewed and approved by the Community Business Development Partners Office. And we don't sign a contract till that is signed and notarized. And they, with each invoice, they make progress reports. If the, particularly with the DBE subcontracting, if the DBE subcontractors feel as though they're not getting the work that they contracted for with that prime contractor, they are very ready to call our office and Frieda Webb's office to let us know that it doesn't look like this work is there that they said was going to be there. The contractor doesn't have any authority to make any changes in that, either the DBE participation plan or the amounts that they commit to paying. They can't do that without our approval and Frieda Webb's office approval. So on every contract with all of that, we have been achieved some success in that regard. We have in both the DB participation goal and the residency goal, at the end of the project, before a final payment is made, there are penalties, if you will, in the contract that both the contractor and the Community Business Development Partner Office and our office know about and are willing to enforce if the goals are not met.
So you're aware that there is a contractor that has contacted Frieda Webb because he's been approached by the prime to take, and I'm not sure if this is the exact number, but over a $5,000 or $10,000 hit on the agreement that was made between he and the prime.
Mr. Chair, I'm not aware of that.
If you could follow up with Frieda Webb, because there are more than one occasion where the DBE has now been approached by the prime saying that he's going to have to reduce their dollar amount on this particular contract for whatever reason. So I'd appreciate if you would look into that and follow up.
Certainly will, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Supervisor Mayo, followed by Supervisor Bourne.
You do have those issues on that's ongoing about DBEs and major contractors on how it's disputes. So we have to make sure we have a strong chief as well. We need to really get on top of that versus Mr. Hyatt. I agree with you 100%. Mr. Jeterian, what I want to know about O'Donnell Park, you have a lot of naysayers out here talking about you are not going to open up July 1st. Are you on target? The building will be safe, and will we be open up by July 1st?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, what I will tell you from the start of this project, safety was paramount. The time was tight to meet the July 1st deadline. But what I made clear all along was we were not going to cut corners. We were going to ensure that this is a safe facility for people to utilize once we were finished with our construction. I will tell you that meeting with the contractor yesterday, I do have a meeting with them again this morning. We are going to meet the July 1st deadline. The building will be safe to utilize. We have gone through every area of that building to ensure that anything that may or could be an incident in the future, we took steps to correct those, whether they were in the original scope of work or not. If they were not in the original scope of work, as far as a some of the things that Mr. High was talking about with the waterproofing, we took those extra steps to ensure that that was done. The facility will open from my conversations with that contractor, will open on July 1st or prior to. We are going through the building. We do have to get occupancy for that building, so the city of Milwaukee will have its inspectors within the facility to give us an all clear to open the facility.
Kenny, I would like to also take a tour. Can supervisors take a tour of that facility to see what progress and what you have done?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, we welcome you to do that. We would, though, ask, since there has been a lot of talk about the opening of the facility, we've had a lot of non-county individuals entering the facility thinking that it's open now, that the contractor has been somewhat concerned because it is their liability insurance, allowing people in there without hard helmets, without vests. It is still a construction site. I would say that the date of June 22nd, 23rd, somewhere in that, we will be done with construction. And at that point in time, I'd be willing to take any of the supervisors through that would be interested in going through the building through the entire structure.
Thank you.
Supervisor Byrne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. when you do that, I would be one of the supervisors that would be interested in going. I totally understand waiting until after the 22nd, but I would prefer to see it before the 1st and would make my schedule available to do that. Two types of things I wanted to state. First of all, as far as the city inspections go, is that the level of inspection that I'm assuming that they would sign off on all the major safety components? Because one of my concerns was, or what I was going to ask you about was, are we having any outside inspector coming in prior to reopening? And you're telling me the city has to sign off. Is that would be the normal level of inspection that we would have?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, yes, that's correct.
Would the county having would the county as the owner does your department come in and inspect the work of the contractors prior to signing off, and will that be done by the 1st as well?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we have had staff on site from the beginning of the construction, so they've been doing that inspection. They've been working with our consultants and the contractors throughout the entire project.
And I'd just be very comfortable they have to hear that both our folks and the city folks are saying that facility is safe. And I think the level of concern in the public, I think one of the biggest issues we'll have going forward is the public feeling safe and how do you reassure that. And I think it's really important that there's an additional entity that's not Milwaukee County, but at the same time, that Milwaukee County itself is looking at it. So I appreciate that. The other point, the other issue I wanted to briefly talk about goes back to the DBE. The Economic Development Committee, as well as many members of the board who are both on the committee and off the committee, obviously have been working with that department to improve or reduce the number of waivers that are happening every month and some of the other longstanding issues. And a lot of progress, just a phenomenal amount of progress has been made. And one of the things we've started to do is and are in the process of doing is figuring out a better way to encourage our own departments to improve their performance if they're not performing as well in all different levels, not just initially seeking waivers, but all the different pieces of the whole DBE process. And so I had the staff in that department kind of look at departments that were doing best performance and some that are doing the worst. I think your department's on the high end, and I wanted to note that. I also wanted to note that one of these issues that the department is finding is that sometimes on construction projects or other projects where there's different components, you have, for example, I think it's three major components here. Sometimes some of the DBE awards, they lump them all together, and one component has virtually no DBE participation, but because another component has high, the overall number is good, whereas the goal of the DBE department is to have each one high. And I note that in this contract, each of the components has your own the own requirement. That's exactly where we wanted to go, and I appreciate that. The other thing that has happened, and I believe both the chair of this committee and I believe also Supervisor Mayo might have broached the subject, when contracts, when the scope of work is reduced overall on a project, that office is subjectively seeing that some, that there might be a disproportionate hit to the DBE subcontractor, and I think that's what the chairman was talking about, whether or not that's actual. I don't think they formally put a report together, but that is a kind of a rising concern. And I just wanted to note that on the envelope improvement contract, you've got that credit and the reduced scope of work, and I just would hope that you would make sure that that piece of it, there wasn't a disproportionate impact. I can understand a proportionate impact, but unless the scope of work is changed to cut out the work that's the unusual work that's only happened to be done by the DBE, it really should only be a proportionate decrease at work, you know, at worst. And in some cases, I think there's a concern out there that it's a more significant loss is being felt by the DBE subcontractor. So I really appreciate the way this is laid out and that this really meets the full goals and the spirit of the DBE department, at least from what I can see. And I hope that you just follow up on that credit to make sure that, or at least double check to make sure that there's not a disproportionate reduction in the DBE subcontracts.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Supervisor Mayo. Okay. Any further questions? Seeing none. Thank you, Mr. Carrion.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, I really like, you know, Chairman, who's the gentleman looking to do this? Station, undergrad, what? I'm just curious.
On the process.
Okay. All right, I'm just curious. Make sure you get the right side of me, okay?
Make sure you got the wide angle lens on, too.
No, I like the narrow lens.
Because he's older than dirt. He doesn't got to come back. He has to come back with something.